أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد مكناهم فيما إن مكناكم فيه وجعلنا لهم سمعا وأبصارا وأفئدة فما أغنى عنهم سمعهم ولا أبصارهم ولا أفئدتهم من شيء إذ كانوا يجحدون بآيات الله وحاق بهم ما كانوا به يستهزئون. Concluding the story of the people of Ad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the punishment, the chastisement that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had meted out to them. One important aspect with regards to it is our mother, Hazrat Siddiqa Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, narrates. On the one hand, she never saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam laugh in such a manner that she could see the back of the mouth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would always be smiling. Then in the same narration, Hazrat Siddiqa Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that whenever clouds would form, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would become distressed. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would become worried. In one narration, she says Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would begin to walk in and walk out of the room of the house, and in this way Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would show a lot of anxiety. Then when the rains would come, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make dua, Allahumma sayyiban nafi'a, wallah, let the beneficial rains come down. Otherwise Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would remain distressed. Siddiqa Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says she asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one occasion, why does clouds, the formation of clouds, make you so distressed? Usually people are happy that that is a sign and a token of rain. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reminded her, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Aisha, it must not happen like the people of Aad. They said, هَذَا عَارِدٌ مُمْطِرُنَا, that this clouds that are here is going to bring rain upon us, but instead Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent the winds in the form of these clouds, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was always very concerned about these matters, that Allah's adab must not come. Outwardly it may seem to be rahmah and mercy of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Continuing, Allah Rabbul Izzat says, وَلَقَدْ مَكَّنَّاهُمْ فِيمَا إِمْ مَكَّنَّاكُمْ فِي, that certainly we had established them. In other words, we granted them a great deal of strength. We granted them a great deal of resources. فِيمَا إِمْ مَكَّنَّاكُمْ فِي, such resources that we had not granted you, O Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O people of Makkah. That they were strong physically, Allah had granted them. Allah had granted them many different forms of resources that the people of Makkah had not been granted. And Allah Rabbul Izzat wants to show here that despite the fact that so much was given to them, they did not obey Allah, and no matter how strong they were, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had destroyed them. وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ سَمْعًا, that we had made for them hearing, we had given them ears. وَأَبْصَارًا وَأَفْئِدًا, we had given them eyes, we had given them hearts, like we had given other human beings also the very same resources. But what happened? فَمَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُمْ سَمْعُهُمْ وَلَا أَبْصَارُهُمْ وَلَا أَفْئِدَتُهُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ, but their hearing and their vision and sight and their hearts were of no avail to them whatsoever. If these ears cannot hear the truth, the words of Allah, if these eyes cannot see the truth, the signs of Allah, if this heart cannot ponder about the truth, that is the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what is the use of those eyes? What is the use of those hearing, of those ears? What is the use of having that heart and that mind and that brains if we cannot see the haqq, we cannot hear the truth, we cannot understand the truth? So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it was of absolutely no avail. إِذْ كَانُوا يَجْحَدُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ, most especially when they refuted, they denied the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَحَاقَ بِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ, and whatever they had made a mockery of, had surrounded them, had encircled them. They made a mockery of the Nabi of Allah. They began to mock at him, scoff at him. All that had come to an end. It all surrounded them in the form of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's azab in this world, and they were totally destroyed. So Allah Rabbul Izzat speaks about the people of Ad. Now in one very brief ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws a synopsis of everyone else. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ أَهْلَكْنَا مَا حَوْلَكُمْ مِنَ الْقُرَىٰ, that certainly around you also, we had destroyed many a nation, many a village. In other words, here Allah spoke about the people of Ad. So in this ayat, Allah is referring to the others, the people of Thamud, the people of Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wassalam. And like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the people of Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salatu wassalam, the people of Madian, that these people in their journeys to and from the various centers of the world, they would go pass by all these ruins of these people. So Allah says, we had destroyed all of them around you, the people of Makkah, so you can take ibrat, you can take heed. وَصَرَّفْنَا الْآيَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, and we had from time to time sent down many, many different signs so that these people will turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they had never turned back to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again and again reminds us that if we look around us, we see the books of history, we hear from ulama-i kiram, we see in the Qur'an-i Kareem, all the very same thing. Allah had sent down people, Allah had given them resources, Allah sent down the guidance, but they denied Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had destroyed them. May Allah ta'ala give us understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.